off. We've been doing it for years, ice skating there growing up, because we have horses, so we would ride horses there. Jamie goes there ice skating like we all did when we were younger. So I took him. He didn't know how to ice skate, so I scared the hell out of them when I told them all to start running. They couldn't run. They kept putting one ice skate in front of the other, and they kept falling down. I couldn't laugh hard enough. I'll never forget that day. I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard.
That was pretty funny. I was running for dear life, and I was like 6 years old, and I just kept slipping on the ice. And I was just like, I was flailing around like a worm, just trying to get off this ice lake. And of course, like, the firefighters just stroll over, like, hey, please put out your log. And that was it. And I was like, oh my god, we're gonna go to jail. Oh, this is another good one. When I was a little kid, I was like,
when you went to the jail story?
No, the 411 story. Do you remember this one?
No, or you can tell me one about the people out in front of your house. One year, Jamie was sleeping in his room, but he was pretty old, I guess.
I was like 13.
And he comes into my room, and he's trying to wake me up and tell me there's somebody out in front of our house. Now, mind you, we have Pella windows, so out in front of Jamie's room, if the windows are open on the spring, on a summer night, you could just walk right through practically, because it's on the level floor on the ground, and he's got the long windows that you could just take the screens off. I know this because as a kid, it's what I used to do. Take the screens off, and in the middle of the night, we would run out through our windows.
Oh, is that how you snuck out?
In the middle of the night to sneak out. So anyway, he was on the bottom floor like that, and he came into my room on the high floor and said, somebody's out in front of my window. And I said, just go back to sleep. You're watching too much Goosebumps. At the time, Goosebumps was out. That series he was constantly watching. And I thought maybe he was watching too many horror movies. I didn't believe him. The next morning we woke up and all our cars were robbed. He was telling the truth because the guys were saying, shh, be quiet. They're going to hear us. I figured maybe they were dragging a deer. Leave him alone. They got the deer. Let him go.
There was literally a guy outside my window and he goes, shh, don't move. Don't make a sound. I swear to God, I'm like 14. I just hear that right, like 3 feet away from me, right outside my window. And I did not move for half an hour. I stood perfectly still for half an hour. It was so scary. And I finally was like mustered the courage to like quietly slink off my bed and like try to get my mom. And she just goes, oh yeah, shut up, go back to sleep. You're watching too many horror movies.
And how'd you go back in your room when they told you to be quiet? Did you look?
What else was I going to do?
But were they gone?
By that time, I wasn't hearing any more noise.
So did you think it was the deer?
No, I did not think it was the deer. I thought it was somebody robbing our fucking cars. And
really?
It was. Yeah, I was like, oh god, this is a robbery.
I don't know why you didn't wake anyone else up.
I don't know either. I think I was too nervous that, like, if anybody made too much noise, they'd be, like, firing through the windows.
Oh, that was embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
So those two things.
Though that wasn't the story I was going to tell. The story I was going to tell was when I was a kid, maybe like 5 years old, I was trying to call Toys R Us to see if they had something in stock that I wanted. And I asked you what the phone number for Toys R Us was.